Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 4, starting in verse 1 and ending in verse 11. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. So then, since Christ suffered physical pain, you must arm yourselves with the same attitude he had, and be ready to suffer, too. For if you have suffered physically for Christ, you have finished with sin. You won't spend the rest of your lives chasing your own desires, but you will be anxious to do the will of God. You have had enough in the past of the evil things that godless people enjoy, their immorality and lust, their feasting and drunkenness and wild parties, and their terrible worship of idols. Of course, your former friends are surprised when you no longer plunge into the flood of wild and destructive things they do. So they slander you. But remember that they will have to face God, who stands ready to judge everyone, both the living and the dead. That is why the good news was preached to those who are now dead, so although they were destined to die like all people, they now live forever with God in the Spirit. The end of the world is coming soon. Therefore, be earnest and disciplined in your prayers. Most important of all, continue to show deep love for each other, for love covers a multitude of sins. Cheerfully share your home with those who need a meal or a place to stay. God has given each of you a gift from His great variety of spiritual gifts. Use them well to serve one another. Do you have the gift of speaking? Then speak as though God Himself were speaking through you. Do you have the gift of helping others? Do it with all the strength and energy that God supplies. Then everything you do will bring glory to God through Jesus Christ. All glory and power to Him forever and ever. Amen. Once again, that was 1 Peter chapter 4 verses 1 through 11 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. God is working to transform us into conduits of His love. His love is not the same as our love. His love forgives and covers over a multitude of sins. We so desperately need His forgiveness, and we so desperately need to forgive each other. Jesus is strong enough to carry all our pain. For Peter, the Christian life begins by accepting the way of suffering. A life fully devoted to Jesus lets go of selfishness and is pursuing the will of God. Christian action starts with the love of God. All obedience begins with receiving the love of the Lord, and our hearts respond by loving Him in return. Filled with and focused on the love of Jesus, your desire for selfishness diminishes, which is a surprise for the people of the world. These verses challenge you to be consistent in prayer, hospitable with your love, and faithful in using your spiritual gifts to build the church. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. How can you let God end the patterns of selfishness inside of you? How can you allow God's love to flow through you, so you can be a conduit of His love? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.